Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Health insurance, it's now more complicated than ever. Are you required to have health insurance? Do you qualify for a subsidy or a waiver? I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. I can help you make sense out of the health insurance issues of today. The annual open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 31st. During this time, you can sign up for health coverage or make changes to your current plan. Whether you have health insurance questions for yourself or your business, contact me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199. The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458. An unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruritan Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruritanclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and Board of Directors of the Montgomery Ruritan Club.
Good evening, everybody. This is Aaron Ash, and we are at Kavanaugh Court at Bar Reeve High School for some blue chip conference girls basketball action between the Lady Vikings of Bar Reeve as they host the North Knox Warriors. We will get started with starting lineups for the Lady Warriors. At one guard, they start Abigail McKinley, a 5'5 freshman. At a second guard, Gracie Poe, a 5'3 freshman guard. At a third guard, senior 5'5" guard, Mackenzie Muir. At one forward, Ruth Ann Knuckles, a 5'8 senior. And at the center position, a 6' junior, Grace Yoakum. For the Lady Vikings of Bar Reeve High School, their starting lineup will be one guard, Tracy Stahl, a 5'6 sophomore. At another guard, a 5'10 sophomore, Addison Ainsko. At a third guard, Mariah Bullock, a 5'5 junior. Melissa Wagler, a 5'5" junior guard. And at center, Rachel Wilson, a 5'10" senior. And I am joined right in the nick of time by the voice of the Vikings, Mr. Michael DeCourcy. He has coached the game at North Knox. He's driven those dreadful back roads back to Montgomery. He is here. He is ready.
I am ready, Coach Ash. Good evening.
Good evening. How was it at North Knox? A victory?
A win. The eighth grade Vikings
did not play
particularly well tonight, but at the same time, you've been off school for a couple days. You had a practice cancellation yesterday. Not using excuses, Coach Ash, but I guess I'm using excuses.
Hey, a win's a win.
Yeah.
At this point in the season.
Yeah.
And what's that bring your record to, Mike?
That's 9 or 10 and 7, something
nice.
Along those lines.
Good deal. And I think that wraps your season up, except for Blue Chip,
yeah,
right?
Except for the Blue Chip Conference.
Good
so
deal.
Seventh graders are playing right now. So how did the JV game go tonight, Coach Ash?
Lady Vikings were victorious.
Wow.
Yeah, they were up. The game looked well in hand, and then North Knox charged late. But I believe it was maybe 28-21, something like that, for the Lady Vikings. So a good win to close the season out for Gage Canese in his first season as the Lady Vikings JV coach.
Well, congratulations to Coach Canese as the JV Lady Vikings got a win. And starters being introduced right now, and just a night filled with activity here, Coach Ash.
Yes, yes. Well, and there might be some more activity tonight. We've got North Knox, Mackenzie Muir. She has 9 points to break the all-time scoring record for North Knox boys and girls, currently held by Ryan Kearns. I think we both remember Ryan.
Yeah,
played against him a couple of years, and he was a great player at North Knox. So Mackenzie has 9 points to go to break that record. So we'll see if she can do that here tonight.
So tip up tonight. Brought to you by Void Grain in Washington, controlled by North Knox. And here come the Lady Warriors. Gracie Poe with the basketball. She's had a good freshman season for the Warriors. Muir's got it now, out high. And Muir going to go through everybody, lay it up and in. So quickly, 2-0, North Knox.
Well, that's 2. 7 more to go, Michael.
A little full court pressure here. Barrie going to break it. Melissa Wagler over to Bullock. Mariah going to set for 3. Going to be long. Addie going to run the rebound down, however. Ainsco going to bounce it over to Rachel Wilson. Rachel. Tracy Stahl on the left side. Best part about playing at North Knox, Mom and Dad got to be there tonight, Coach Ash.
Good.
Had to skedaddle before I got to talk to him. Tried to call him on the way back. Got a couple-minute conversation. So
good deal.
Up in their neck of the woods. Barrie still with the possession. Addie's got it. A little high ball screen. Addie going to try to turn the corner. She's going to get it back in the post. Go up. No foul called right there. May have been hit in the hand. Here comes North Knox with the basketball. 2-0 here in the early going. Busy weekend here on the General, Coach Ash.
Oh, busy weekend and a busy weekend here at Kavanaugh Court. We got North Knox girls tonight. We got Shoals tomorrow night with the cheer clinic between games. And we've got Saturday night we host Pike Central with homecoming. So lots of action here at Kavanaugh Court in the next few days.
North Knox going to get the ball down in the post. Grace Yoakum, the 6-foot junior center, going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line, make the first one. 3-0, North Knox.
North Knox drew the same draw Barrie drew. They've got the bye, and they play what should be Linton in their sectional. Linton should be able to advance on out of their first-round matchup and set up a third matchup with North Knox. They've split the first two, so that would be a heck of a game between those two again.
Tracy Stahl going to set for a 3. Going to be long. Rebounded by North Knox. And Poe going to have her shot partially blocked. Yoakum going to pick it up. Get it off to Muir. Muir going to go around everybody off the front iron. No good. North Knox going to pick it up again. Barrie, you can't give North Knox multiple shots.
No, it's got to be a one shot and rebound.
And Muir going to break down the defense. Yoakum misses another shot, but North Knox with another rebound.
Barrie just can't get their hands.
And now they're going to get a block on the drive to the basket by Abigail McKinley. She's also a freshman, so two freshmen in the starting lineup for the Lady Warriors, Coach Ash.
That's good for Coach Muir's future there at North Knox. That foul is going to be on 14. That's Tracy Stahl's, her first foul.
On the inbounds, missed shot. Guess who got the rebound? North Knox, Yoakum, short jumper. Missed it, no good. Rebound finally by Rachel Wilson. And then they're going to throw it out of bounds. Not a great start here for the Lady Vikes, Coach Ash.
No, you're giving North Knox multiple opportunities after you've played pretty good defense. You just can't rebound the ball, and then when you finally get a rebound, you throw an unforced turnover out of bounds.
And Muir with it, ball on the floor. Muir hit her head. And I don't think they called a foul or a jump. I just think they stopped Amira's. Boy, she's woozy, Coach Ash. She kind of walked sideways for a second. I'm not quite sure she knows where she's at, to be
a little shaken up,
100% honest with you.
I'm not sure what the whistle. I'm not sure what we got here. This is going to be hard for the officials to explain here.
It should go down as a jump ball. I think it should be Bari basketball. But, of course, the play was nobody had possession, really. Who knows?
It was an in. They're going to give the ball to Bari now. Is that going to be a?
Yeah, we'll check, but I never saw the jump ball whistled.
No, I didn't either. They're not going to switch the arrow.
So no argument from Coach Steve Muir. And North Knox going to pick off a pass anyway. And there is Muir, a little shot fake up off the glass. Got it. 5-0 North Knox. Warriors with an early lead here. Ball Reed having their problems not only handling it, but closing possessions with a rebound. Bullock going to set for a three. It's going to be long. Rebounded by Poe. Here comes North Knox. Poe going to go through everybody.
Wow.
Little Euro step missile layup. Good move by the freshman, though.
Yes, it was.
Bullock's got it on the left wing. Down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel going to turn off the glass. Got it. Good move around Yoakum. 5-2.
Good. Very nice move with the left hand for the senior. Got her first basket tonight. First basket for the Lady Vikings.
So Muir with it, 5-2. Going to try to get around Wilson. She's going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Well, it's just Mackenzie Muir just kind of driving, putting her head down and driving the basketball. Going to get that foul on Rachel Wilson. It's going to be her first foul, team's third.
And Muir got the first one to go. I do know that that Gracie Poe, the freshman, as we're here on potentially a record-setting night for North Knox, I know earlier this year in their win over Linton, 24 points for the freshman that night. So, I don't know the season averages. I could be way off, but, you might be looking at a record that only stands for 3 years because Poe's had some really nice nights as a freshman. And North Knox is going to win a lot of games into the future.
Yes.
7-2, Muir got them both. Rachel Wilson going to get behind everybody but blew the layup. Addie going to run the rebound down. Gets it off to Tracy Stahl. Melissa Wagler going to set for three. It's going to be long. We're going to have a tussle between Wilson and Yoakum. Bari going to get it back on the alternating possession. Seven too early here, North Knox. Got a stoppage right here. You don't understand what the issue is here.
Oh, there's the camera. The camera's flashing. There's a camera underneath the basket. Is that...
That is a Lancaster under the basket.
Oh, her flash was flashing. That's what it was. She is taking care of that, though.
Yeah, camera malfunction.
Oh, Todd is going to be hot.
can't take her anywhere. 7-2, Bari basketball. 3:40 left, first quarter. Mariah going to bounce it over. Tracy Stahl. Bullock's got it back. Addie had it in the post. Back out to Bullock. Mariah going to back it out. She's checked by Poe. One thing that Gracie Poe does is when you kind of release off that dribble, Muir going to grab a steal. Going to go down, lay it up, and lay it in. And that's, is that eight for?
That's eight.
Okay,
yes.
So next point, next bucket, we'll break it.
Next basket.
Muir going to grab a steal. She's going to lay it up and lay it in, and there it is.
There we go.
So 11-2, and Mackenzie Muir becomes the all-time leading scorer at North Knox High School, boys and girls.
Just congratulations to Mackenzie.
For a number of individual basketball records.
So Charles Albert Cavanaugh on the PA.
He is going off script, Mike.
Stunner.
I had the script down, and he has went down his own path.
I'm guessing he dropped it. So
I think Barry's going to go ahead and take a full timeout.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take one, too. 2:56 left, first quarter, 11-2. North Knox leads it. Back to Cavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Traylor, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Barreve High School, and it is 11-2. Coach Ash on the telephone here. That hopefully means good news. Muir are going to pick one off. Barreve going to pick it back. Here comes Melissa. Bounces it down. Ainsco lays it up. No good in and out. Rebounded by North Knox. Here comes Muir again. Muir down. Layup in and good by, oh, who do we have there, Coach Ash? It's number 12, I'm not seeing her on the roster anywhere.
It looks like Ashlyn Ivers.
Okay.
Down here on the JV roster.
Well,
I believe she played some JV.
Who's everybody's favorite superintendent
tonight? Oh, finally, Ash. Mr. Madison. Finally! You made the call. You stepped up for the kids of Barreve Community Schools. 2-hour delay.
And the
yes,
student
indeed.
Section goes wild.
Yes, the phones are ringing over there. Everybody's happy.
Hagen Knapp, that's the best news he's got all night.
Everybody's a winner.
Everybody wins with a 2-hour delay. Ainsco at the free throw line, got the first. 13-3.
Bitterly cold temperatures coming tonight,
yes.
Michael.
Yes, dangerous cold.
Dangerous.
Dangerous cold. And who started this trend? Well, I think he's up in the opposite corner right now. South Knox superintendent,
yes.
And uncle to Mackenzie Muir, our friend Tim Grove.
Yes, Timothy Grove,
uh-huh.
Daryl Bowe from North Knox. They got together earlier today.
And substitution into the game. Kenzie Swartzentruber in. Ainsco going to have a seat.
Let's see if Barry can get settled down a little bit. They have not played well here to start this.
And they've had some chances. But
yes, they have.
You miss layups and you don't get rebounds. And those two things can wipe out a night real fast.
Yeah, and, you know, North Knox was definitely a favorite coming in, but, boy, Barry's had some really good games this year where they've been the underdog and they've played really well here on Cavanaugh Court and just have not gotten off to a good start here.
So, long three going to be put up. That's going to be short. Mo going to run down the rebound. Let's see if she can get all the way to the rim. She's going to have it poked away off the glass. Got it. And she's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
That was an impressive finish. I'm not sure how Mariah got that basketball up on the glass. It was being tipped from behind, and then a girl in front of her was trying to swipe it away as well. So great job by Mo being able to have body control and get that ball up on the glass to get the foul as well.
She put the PF Flyers on, jetted to the basket.
Well, she must have heard we had a two-hour delay, too.
I know. That's what happened.
I mean, it just brought energy to this this arena.
Mo's free throw. Got it.
Oh, yeah. Here we come.
So 13-7. That's five straight points for the Vikings to work their way back in this thing. Muir. She's going to be blocked on her way to the basket. And I think they're going to get that on
Melissa Wagler,
Melissa,
right?
Wagler.
That's going to be her second foul, team's fourth. I'd also mention we talked about Mackenzie Muir breaking the North Knox scoring record, boys and girls, previously held by Ryan Kearns. She's going to go to University of Evansville and run track.
Yeah.
So that's going to be her college sport. Really good athlete, good volleyball player as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, the basketball, she's probably just a little short to play at, you know, a Division I basketball school. I think that's,
yeah, it's, I think it's,
that her dad was a little disappointed she didn't get any more looks than what she has received, but you know, she's a heck of a track runner as well.
So Bari with the basketball. Ainsco, and she's going to throw it right into the hands of Muir. Muir are going to lay it up and in, 15-7. Just virtually all of North Knox's offenses came at the rim in the paint.
That's her 12th point, Muir, already in this first quarter. I'd also mention she's in a battle with Grace Wagner from Vincennes Vervey for the Knox County scoring record.
Rachel Wilson going to get called for a double dribble. Who? What is the point differential
I
right
think
now?
Wagner coming into tonight was leading by 18 to 20, 22 in that neighborhood, which North Knox has a game tonight and Saturday against Lagodi. And I think Wagner has only one season game left.
Bari going to pick off a pass. Here comes Bullock. Mariah, little floater in the middle of the lane, off the glass, got it. 15-9, and that is going to do it. Poe going to throw one three-quarters of the court off the back of the rim, but that's going to be it. After one quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 15-9. North Knox leads it by six. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 15-9. North Davies basketball, or North Knox basketball, Coach Ash.
Yes.
Long three put up by Poe, no good. Another offensive rebound.
North Knox is just a step quicker to the basketball.
Yoakum has her shot partially blocked. Another offensive rebound. Baseline jumper in and good that time by Ruth Ann Knuckles. And it's 17-9.
And Barry've had an opportunity on a missed shot. They just did not run down the rebound.
Ainsco. Bullock. Tracy Stahl's got it. They missed Addy in the post. Had her wide open for a split second. Rachel Wilson going to go around everybody off the glass. In and out, no good. Bounced around. Last touch by Ainsco. North Knox is going to get it again. 17-9. North Knox by 8. Will be the Warriors basketball. Bari been man-to-man. Jenica Helms into the game. Muir's got it out high. Yoakum got caught for a second. Bullock going to pick it away. Rachel Wilson going to pick it up. Here comes Helms with it. Jenica. Melissa Wagler going to set for a three. It's short. And rebounded by Addison Ainsco. Mariah on the left side. Rachel Wilson. Ainsco in the post. Good move by Addison. Got it to go. 17-11.
Barib just kind of staying in the game with some big offensive plays. And North Knox has tried to throw that knockout punch, but Barib has really hung in there.
Muir's got it. Down the lane, little floater, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Wilson. Here comes Barib. Chance to get closer here. Melissa Wagler, Ainsco. Get out of her way, Jenica. Ainsco off the glass, in and out, no good. And North Knox going to get a run out, and McKinley going to be fouled. And what happened down there just a second ago, I think Madison kind of had it isolated where she could have maybe gone all the way to the rim, and what happened is Jenica Helms kind of cut through the lane and stopped on the block and essentially almost set a screen on her own player. Addison still had a good look at it.
Just took that lane to the basket away, where Addison had to take a shot a little farther from the rim than what she would have liked to have.
First free throw is no good. Second one is in and good, so 18-11.
North Knox still in this 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap.
Jenica Helms going to push it across. Melissa Wagler, Bullock, Rachel Wilson, 15-footer on the baseline. Long, no good, rebounded by Muir. Muir fakes a bounce pass, goes to the left hand, lays it up and in, 20-11.
Well, Muir is really fast, taking that basketball from the defensive end. She just flies down the floor, creates a lot of two-on-one opportunities for North Knox.
Ainsco, Bullock's got it. Dribble handoff, Jenica Helms. Over to Melissa. Melissa going to set for a three. That one going to be long. Barib just had several good looks from three. Can't get any to go. And North Knox going to run down the long rebound. Call a quick timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:45 left. First half, 20-11, North Knox. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Bag at Barib out of the timeout. Baseline jumper, Tracy Stahl, is good. So 20-13. Barib.
Where's in a little matchup zone, it looks like.
Matchup or a, thought it may have been a diamond, but no, it's going to be a little matchup. And Muir are going to be fouled by Tracy Stahl.
It's going to be Tracy's second, team's sixth foul, so North Knox will be in the bonus for the last 4 minutes here in the first half.
Muir has it. 7-point lead with the ball. And they're going to get a block on Tracy Stahl. And they're trying to set her up to take a charge. And not going to bite on it, Coach Ash.
No, that was close. Yeah, that was close. That one, you know, the first one, the last possession was very similar, but it was definitely a block. And Tracy didn't go down and sell the charge. That one she tried to sell. Those calls are just hard. They're 50-50 calls, but that one felt like on your home court you might be able to squeeze that one. That's going to be Tracy's third foul.
So Mira got the free throw to go, 21-13.
Yeah, Tracy was in pretty good defensive position.
It's like everybody in the area on a two-hour delay tomorrow, Coach Ash.
Everybody's a winner, Mike.
So, hey, if you've had fun, you won.
Yes. Two-hour delay.
Perfect. Muir got them both, 22-13. Ainsco, Bullock, Addison, long pass down to Melissa. Melissa in the right corner. And they lose track of Jenica Helms, and Jenica just couldn't get her feet situated, missed one in close. But going back the other direction, North Knox is going to be called for a carrying violation. I think that was Poe going to be whistled on that.
Yeah, Jenica just rushed her shot. I think she was shocked how wide open she was. She just needed to get herself squared up to the basket on that shot. She just kind of rushed it. She's given the Vikings some good minutes this last couple of games.
Ainsco over to Bullock. Addison's got it again.
North Knox was in a 2-3 zone. Now looks like they've went back maybe man-to-man. Yes, man-to-man.
Bullock and bad pass to Ainsco. Going to be kicked out of bounds by Muir. So 22-13, 3 minutes left here in the first half.
I just feel like Bariva's got to stay within single digits here these last 3 minutes and maybe chip into this lead a little bit. If North Knox goes on a little bit of a run here, it could be trouble for Bariva.
Jenica Helms shot, no good, but it's going to be rebounded by Addison. Addie going to go up and get fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot too.
Those are the opportunities that North Knox was getting to start this basketball game. And Bariva's starting to get some offensive rebounds, some second-chance opportunities, some second-chance points. So Ainsco will go to the line for two.
Addie got the first one. 22-14. Addison with one more, trying to get this back to seven. And Addison got them both. 22-15, Vikings back to within seven. Looks like a kind of a 3-2 zone this time, Coach Ash.
It's 3-2, but I think it's a matchup. I think they're matching up out of it. This is something that Coach Holt talked to me a little bit about at lunch today. They were going to work on this matchup zone. They practice it quite a bit, but haven't really brought it out in the game very well.
And slow to the corner is Bariva. North Knox going to step back and make a three. I don't have a number there
either.
That
is number 43, and they do not have a 43 on their roster. That is a problem, Mike.
That's a problem. Just give those points to Muir, probably. That'd make the people at Reveille happy.
Yeah.
Or not.
We're going to just write number 43. She's got a three-point basket. She has no name.
Helms, wild shot, no good. Rebounded by North Knox. Here comes Muir. Long two up and over the backboard, no good. That was Poe.
North Knox going to pick up in a man full press here.
So Helms with it, under 2 minutes. Jenica It's a cutting Ainsco. Ainsco, no good. Lindley Sheets into the game. And they're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow going to give it back to Barty.
Hey, my good friend Kent Dodes to the rescue. 43. Her name is Lily Cardinal.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Dodes.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do. Lindley, long two, going to be no good, but she's going to run her own rebound down, lay it up, no good.
Mr. Dodes is one of the good guys.
Yeah, yes, he is. And Muir going to lay it up and in. On the other end, 27-15.
She has had a great first half, Mackenzie Muir. She is a lot of fun to watch. She's one of those players you'd love to have on your team. You hate to play against her.
Well, and on the other end, Lindley, her layup no good. Addison going to pick it up, lay it in. No, but nights like tonight, Mackenzie Muir, I'll tell you, when Amber won her 500th volleyball game, it was at North Knox. They stopped it all, had a nice presentation, had roses, had the whole nine yards.
Yes.
And that's why you do the right thing, because 2 years later, guess what? Mackenzie Muir breaks the record on your floor, and you get a game ball and a plaque, and congratulations. So.
Yes.
And I've got a soft spot in my heart for Freelandville, Indiana. North Knox is going to miss a shot and go over the back. So Ainsco going to key it in on the other end. 27-17, Warriors by 10.
Muir's got 18 of the 27.
And they have all been at close range.
Free throws and layups.
Ainsco going to break the press, lay it up and in, 27-19. So the Vikings have been able to keep it in this range, but unable to really, really close in to where they can get it into a one-possession game. Poe going to set for three. It's going to be long. Ran down by Bullock.
Barry needs to take the last shot here.
20 seconds left in the half. Mariah going to bounce it over to Jenica Helms. Helms has it. Jenica's seen a bunch of time here in the second quarter. Jenica's about to get a five-second call. Got separated right there. Mariah with it. We're at five. Mariah going to go down the lane. Layup. Oh, and she's going to miss it.
Man.
Just had a weird path to the basket. Couldn't quite get her steps down, and that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, North Knox 27, Barried 19. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and Dr. Merle Hulsapple across the street from Bar Eve High School. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, Aaron Ash will have tonight's halftime statistics. We'll set up the second half and the sweet jams of the Garrett Bell Five ready to rock this gym. 27-19 North Knox. Back to Bar Eve after this 3-minute timeout.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reef Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
With the recent snow, we found out really quick how important four-wheel drive can be in the Hoosier State. There's no reason to be stuck this winter with the Start Something New sales event now in full swing at the Washington Chrysler Center. With rebates over $13,500, Washington Chrysler Center has a 2019 Ram 1500 Crew Cab four-wheel drive now priced at just $35,582. There's only one left, maroon in color, fully loaded. This is your next truck. See the sales team today and save like never before during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, the sweet sounds of the Garrett Bell Five reverberating in the gymnasium, a little purple haze. So, halftime statistics, Coach Ash.
We'll start with the North Knox Warriors. They were led by Mackenzie Muir. She had 18 first half points. She was 4-4 from the free throw line. She was at 7 2-point field goals for her 18 points. 3 points for Lily Cardinal and 1 3-point field goal. 2 points for Ashlyn Ivers with 1 2-point field goal. 2 points for Ruth Ann Knuckles with 1 2-point field goal. Abigail McKinley was 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point, and Grace Yoakum 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 1 point. So again, Mackenzie Muir led the way with 18 first half points. For the Barrie Vikings, they were led by Addison Ainsco. She had 10 first half points. 3 2-point field goals, 4 of 4 from the free throw line for Addison's 10 points. Mariah Bullock had 5 points. 2 2-point field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line for her 5. 2 points for Rachel Wilson, 1 2-point field goal. And 2 points for Tracy Stahl with 1 2-point field goal as well. So again, Ainsco led the way with 10. Mariah Bullock, 5. Rachel Wilson, 2. Tracy Stahl, 2. It is 27-19. North Knox leads the Lady Vikings at the half. And we have our fifth grade girls basketball team scored a victory over North Davies tonight.
All right.
To push their record to 13-3 on the season. Fantastic season so far for the fifth grade girls basketball team, coached by my good friend, your good friend, Logan Graber, assisted by Kevin Foreman and his wonderful wife, Libby Graber, Logan's wife, Libby. What a great team they are.
Good combo right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. They put a lot of time in with those girls over the last, I'd say, good 4 or 5 years. I remember them, and they started out in little bitty ball at the YMCA, and they are now fifth graders and doing a lot of good things on the basketball floor. So, would also like to shout out the freshman boys on their good victory at Forest Park tonight. Fifth and sixth grade boys got a couple of victories over Shoals. I have not heard about our sixth grade girls. I have not heard about our seventh grade boys yet.
Waiting,
Michael,
on a message back. You know, as
a lot of victories tonight.
As the President of the United States says, so much winning.
We got a big one tomorrow night, Michael.
Yeah, certainly do. It's going to be a packed and buzzed at Kavanaugh Court tomorrow night. Shoals comes to town. Quite frankly, it's the best Shoals team in probably 30 years. I'm going to go ahead and bypass them, give them the nod over the mid-90s Travis Brett thing. I think they can do it in a variety of ways. Good guards, great post presence in the Tishner kit. And it's going to be a test tomorrow night here at Kavanaugh Court. You know, Shoals is going to bring a big, big contingent. And best part of tomorrow night, Coach Ash, is going to be the pregame prayer.
Well, who do we got?
Because Pastor Mike DeCourcy is in town for the cheer clinic.
Yes.
He will be here on the mic in the pregame, Coach Ash. What do you think?
That's phenomenal.
Yes.
I'm pumped about that.
So there it is.
Really good stuff.
There
Big
it is.
Mike will be in town.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Hey, Perk, you settle down. I'm going to be as excited as I want to be, and if you're going to wear a green shirt, I'm going to talk about it on the radio. So J.R. Perkins, the official scorer, our man, our guy, our buddy, our pal.
He's trying to settle us down, Mike.
No, but there's no settling us down tonight. So now J.R. Perkins, our good guy, he's here in the official shirt at every game doing a wonderful job.
And a lot of these jobs go overlooked so often, but so many people that donate their time and make this possible. We've got Debbie Duvall, who's been our clock keeper all year. J.R. Perkins keeping the book for boys and girls. Joe Rademacher keeps the scores or the clock for boys games. Just a lot of good people helping out, and that's what makes these nights so enjoyable for everybody.
All right, well, we're going to take another 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half, 27-19, North Knox leads it. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 2 minutes.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Second half action, and it took Mackenzie Muir about no time at all to get set and knock in a three, 30-19, North Knox by 11.
That was a nice-looking set shot by Muir. That's the first one we've seen her take out on the perimeter.
Jenica Helms, good position in the post, going to miss one from in short. Poe going to run the long rebound down. And North Knox going to get back, lay it up and in. That's McKinley. And that's the first 5 points of the second half, 32-19.
This is that run that North Knox was looking for, that knockout punch.
Ainsco, Bullock in the corner. And Melissa Wagler was not looking for the pass, going to be thrown out of bounds. And not a good start to half number two here, Coach Ash.
No, this is a North Knox with a chance to extend this 13-point lead. That was 8 coming into this third quarter. A little 5-0 spurt.
North Knox trying to run the lob play. Yoakum going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two.
It's a lob play that Viking fans are used to seeing. You get two of your offensive players setting back screens on the bottom zone players. Throw it up to an athletic player and let him go get it and try to finish.
First free throw going to be missed. Yoakum will have one more. That one going to be long. Rebounded by Wilson. Ainsco over to Melissa Wagler. 3, got it. The Vikings finally got one to go. They had a bunch of good looks in the first half.
That's the first three that Barrieve has hit. North Knox has two on the night.
Muir stops and pops. She's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
It was a good shot fake that Muir had and was able to get the shot up and looked like Addison Ainsco kind of ran into her, closed out a little bit too close to her, trying to block her shot. That'd be Addison's second foul, team's second foul.
And Muir's free throw, got it. 33-22. She'll have another one. Second free throw by Muir, also good.
Those free throws don't even hit the rim.
No, they don't. Really nice rotation.
Pure, yeah.
Little pressure here. Rachel Wilson. And Wilson going to travel with it. And Barrieve going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 34-22, 6:24 left in the third quarter. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, North Knox with the basketball. Quick jumper, no good. Rebounded, however, by Yoakum. Yoakum to McKinley. McKinley going to be fouled. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. So more problems on the glass for the Vikings.
You know, and I as a coach, it gets to the point where you start to get frustrated with the effort. And I think that's what Coach Graber and Coach Holt are really upset with right now is Barrieve has just come out flat here in the second half. And they started the game flat. And, you know, this is something that we've been pretty good with this year is coming out playing hard, blocking out, doing a lot of the little things, and they have not done it tonight.
First free throw is good. She misses the second one. And Ainsco going to be fouled on the rebound. Especially when it comes to rebounding, Coach Ash. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is sometimes a great way to overcome that is you almost have to exaggerate it in practice. And you know, when you talk about being physical, you know, I know on the boys, with the boys, we have drills a lot of days where we just don't call fouls on blockouts just to, you know, we're not trying to hurt anybody or anything like that, but you've got to be physical down there or you're going to keep giving them up.
Yep. And Barry's just a step slow everywhere right now and going after those rebounds. They're just being caught standing and watching, and North Knox is just being the aggressor. They're going after it.
Muir with it down the lane, going to bounce it off. Short jumper up, no good. Going to be last touch by Kenzie Muir and out of bounds. She's saying she didn't touch it, but it clearly went off her hand out of bounds. On the inbounds, Rachel Wilson. Just a man-to-man, not even a man full-court press, just North Knox picking up man. Melissa Wagler going to break it. Pass going to slip through Tracy Stahl's hands. Vikings caught in a corner. Tracy, good bounce pass. Rachel Wilson going to miss the shot. She's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
It's a nice pass there by Tracy. Wilson unable to get the three-point play opportunity, but she will get two free throws. Wilson's definitely going to be missed next year. She's provided the Vikings with a lot of good minutes this year, and Been just a valuable piece on the inside for Bar Eve. Just a great young lady in the classroom. And boy, she does a lot of good things around this school to make Bar Eve look
good. Yes, she does. Rachel gets one out of two. 35-23, North Knox quickly pushing it the other direction. Bar Eve still in a little zone defense. And Coach Muir wants a timeout. He's unhappy with how his ladies are executing against that. So we'll go ahead and take one, two. 35-23, 4:55 left, third quarter. Back Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, North Davies basketball. They're going to skip it.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Little technical difficulty back at Kavanaugh Court. Here comes Poe down the lane, and Gracie Poe going to travel with it. So 37-23, North Knox by 14, 3:55 left here in quarter number three.
The story tonight has been Mackenzie Muir. She has 25 points. Bar Eve has 23. So that is not a good recipe for success, and Muir has been just everywhere. She's been really good tonight.
Tracy Stahl with it. Melissa Wagler. Melissa going to skip it over. Mariah Bullock. Mo going to set for three. It's short. Tapped around. Joachim going to grab it. Mounts it off to Muir. Here comes North Knox. So North Knox with the basketball. Muir on the right side. Launches a three. She got another one. 40-23. And North Knox just keeps on extending this lead,
well,
Coach
she
Ash.
Is really feeling it right now. Her shot looks really good.
Down on the baseline, Bar Eve going to miss one. Ainsco going to have her shot blocked. North Knox going to pick it up. Here comes Muir. Gets it over. Poe, jumper on the baseline, got it. 42-23, and I think this is how Coach Steve Muir probably expected his team to play from the beginning.
Yeah, and this is how he's hoping they play next week in the sectional. I think they still have Ligoti on Saturday, a game that maybe has snowed out.
Cut down the lane by Mariah Bullock. She's going to miss the layup. And quickly back the other way, Poe going to lay it up and in. 44-23. Vikings now trail by 21. Coach Brett Graber going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, two. 44-23. North Knox has blown it open here in the third quarter. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842.
Dr. Merle Halsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. Finally got an update from our guy, John McMullen. We've talked about John McMullen, the 7th grade, also big winners tonight by 30 at North Knox.
Woo! Congratulations, 7th grade Vikings. Good deal.
Ainsco out of the timeout. Her shot going to be long. North Knox going to run it down. Here come the Warriors. 44-23, it's their biggest lead of the night.
Barib working in this matchup zone.
And Barib going to take it away. Good news is now they're going to have it poked back. There's going to be a tie-up. Possession error going to give it to Barib, but Mackenzie Muir getting a break here. The minute 48 left in the third quarter. So Barib basketball, trailing by 21. Bullock's got it. Moe, Jenica Helms back in the game. Jenica going to drive it. Kicks it out. Bullock, Melissa, Addison Ainsco hits a cutting Rachel Wilson. Rachel with the left hand going to be fouled. And she's going to go to the line to shoot too. Good ball movement right there against the zone, Coach Ash.
Yeah, that was a pretty good possession for Barry. The ball swung around the perimeter, got it inside against that zone, and Rachel Wilson's going to get two free throws out of it. That was pretty good.
Rachel got the first free throw. She'll have one more. And she got them both. 44-25. It's a 19-point North Knox lead. Warriors with the basketball.
Kind of spreading it out here.
Ball going to be on the floor. North Knox going to pick it back up. Brittany Riggle with it. Left-hand dribble. Kind of a wide motion type of action here. Poe going to bounce it. Baseline jumper put up, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. Poe got away with a over-the-back foul. Here comes Barib with it. Rachel Wilson, long two, got it to go. 44-27. Coach Steve Muir kind of dipped his head, but, hey, if your post player is shooting a 19-footer with your feet on the line, I think worse things have happened.
Oh, yeah. That's Rachel's 7th point tonight. Good ball game for her on her last game here at Kavanaugh Court.
15 seconds left in the quarter. Ball going to be on the floor. North Knox going to pick it up. And they are going to save it. They're going to get it back with 8. Poe going to launch a 3 with 5. It's no good. Mariah Bullock going to try to get a shot off. She does at the buzzer. But her half quarter is no good. At the end of 3 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 44-27. Vikings trail North Knox by 17. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1-minute timeout.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused.
Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better
health
deal.
Health insurance, it's now more complicated than ever. Are you required to have health insurance? Do you qualify for a subsidy or a waiver? I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. I can help you make sense out of the health insurance issues of today. The annual open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 31st. During this time, you can sign up for health coverage or make changes to your current plan. Whether you have health insurance questions for yourself or your business, contact me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 44-27, North Knox ball to start quarter number four, Coach Ash.
See if Barif can, you know, at this time, it's not all about winning the game. It's about the effort, trying to walk off the court proud with your effort here in this last quarter.
And Tracy Stahl going to be whistled for a foul, and that's her fourth. So North Knox with it on the inbounds. They're going to be stuck on the baseline. And Coach Muir are going to take a timeout. So we'll go ahead and take another one. 7:46 left, fourth quarter, 44-27. North Knox back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back after the timeout, North Knox with the basketball and a 17-point lead. Muir going to bounce it off to Poe. Warriors going to set for three. It's going to roll out no good, rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Addy. Tracy Stahl, baseline jumper. It's going to be short. Rachel Wilson, however, going to come away with a rebound. Rachel, left-hander off the glass. No good. Gets a rebound again. And now she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Good work by Rachel there. Sticking with it. Missed the first shot. Got a rebound and went right back up and got contact. So she'll get two free throws. Rachel's 3 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. So Muir is still coaching his girls. He knows what lies ahead.
He's
Ligoti Saturday and
Linton
probably next week in the sectional.
He's mad about the rebounding issues that have plagued the Vikings tonight, starting to bite North Knox a couple of times. And I heard him say that's two times and that's enough.
Yes.
Rachel got one out of two, 40-36. It's a 16-point Warrior lead. Yoakum, her short jumper going to be no good. And here comes Barry with it, Melissa Wagler.
Well, they really move their feet well playing man-to-man defense, especially the guards.
And looking for Addison Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. And Barry going to get it on the baseline. 46-30. Bikes trail by 16. It is Barry basketball. A little more effort, a little more fight here in quarter number four, Coach Ash.
Yeah, they're scrapping after loose balls, rebounds.
On the inbounds, Bullock going to miss a jumper. Rebounded by North Knox. Poe going to miss a layup. Probably got away with the travel.
Yeah, she did.
Here comes Ainsco. Addison, her three going to be partially blocked. Wilson going to throw it back in bounds, but here comes Muir. She's going to bounce it over. Layup by Poe going to be no good. Ball on the floor. Yoakum's got it. Wilson's got it. Tie up. Possession arrow back to Barif.
Sloppy basketball right now those last few possessions. See if Barrio can't get a basket here. Get a good look. North Knox is man-to-man. See if we can't run a, get a set called here where we can get a good look.
Bullock's got it. Top of the key. Tracy Stahl down on the baseline. Her shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Muir. McKenzie on the help side over there.
It's a good help side there by Muir. Tracy Stahl drove around her defender.
So on the inbounds. Tracy Stahl. Ainsco's got it on the right wing. Addison looking. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. Got it. So 46-33. It's a 13-point game. And it looked like North Knox had thrown the knockout punch when they went up 21. It's down to 13, Coach Ash.
Yeah, good little spurt here for the Vikings. North Knox looks like they're going to spread the floor out here, make Barive come out and guard him, kill some clock, wait and see if they can get a layup.
And Muir going to get behind everybody, and she's going to miss a layup. So break for the Vikings right there. Beautiful back cut. And here comes Ainsco down the right side. She's going to lose it. And here comes Muir back the other way. Kenzie Muir going to stop and pop, middle of the lane. Got it to go, 48-35. And Coach Muir with a quick full timeout. We will take one, too, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 48-33. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 48-33. Vikings trail by 15, 4.5 minutes left. Barry basketball. Tracy Stahl. She's going to set. Long two. Got it. 48-35.
Coach Graber just really urging his girls to continue to play hard. That was the one thing I know the Coach Holt and Coach Graber were really disappointed in, starting the game and then coming out in the second half.
And Yoakum going to miss a short jumper on the other end, rebounded by Barreve. Melissa Wagler going to set for a three, going to miss everything, rebounded. Here comes Poe with it. Muir going to set for a three. It's going to roll in and out, no good. Mo Bullock going to grab it. Ainsco, Addison going to set for a three. Got it. 48-38. It's a 10-point game, Coach Ash.
Coach Graber really wanting the girls to continue. They got a lot of momentum here. Got cut it within 10, 3.5 to go.
And now Bullock going to pick off McKinley. Mo goes up and lay it in, and she's going to be fouled. It's 48-40, and Barreve going to the line to cut it to 7.
Wow. Great stretch here for the Lady Vikings.
It was a 21-point lead just a little bit ago.
That's the 16th foul on North Knox. So Barreve will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go. See if Mariah can cut this lead to 7.
So 48-40. Mo at the free throw line. And she got it, 48-41. It's a seven-point game. North Knox, let's see if they continue to take timeout off the clock, or are they going to try to get aggressive offensively here? What's the game plan, Coach Ash?
I think they're in win the game mode right now. They got the four corner. Everybody's in a corner here. Muir's got the ball out at the top. And they're going to work on taking time off the clock, making Barrio come chase them, foul them, make free throws.
Muir with it, 2:45 left.
Barrio's going to have to start getting after him here.
Barrio does have a couple of fouls to give.
They can't let too much time get off the clock.
Muir. And it's going to be picked away. Ball on the floor. And last touch by North Knox. They missed that one. That should be Barry basketball.
Officials are conferring.
I mean, it hit Muir when she was out of bounds. And they're going to leave it. That's a whiff.
Yeah. It's a big call there, too.
Muir with it down the lane. Poe layup. No, they're going to get Muir with the charge.
There's your makeup. That's where, right there, Coach Graber's got to drop the issue with the official. They got the ball back and play on.
So here comes Bar Eve with it, 48-41. Tracy Stahl has it, high on the left side. Ainsco, she's going to be fouled by Muir and go to the line to shoot two. So 2 minutes and 6 seconds left, 48-41. Vikes to within seven,
and
Coach Bar Ash.
Eve was down by 21 points in this second half. They have a chance to cut it to five.
Addison rolls the first one in, 48-42. And I know she hadn't had a break, but a lot of this started. Mackenzie Muir got her first break of the night with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter with that 21-point lead. And ever since, as Addison's second one going to be long. Muir with it down in the corner. May have traveled and got away with it.
She did.
So we're under two. Muir with it. Muir going to go down the lane. Layup, got it. 50-42.
I think Barry was trying to foul. They were trying to foul her. I heard coaches hollering, but they just couldn't catch McKenzie.
Rachel Wilson down on the baseline. Her shot no good and rebounded by Yoakum. Muir with it. Going to get across half court. She's going to be fouled. Team foul number five by Bar Eve. 50-42. 8-point North Knox lead. Kenzie Schwartzentruber in. Tracy Stahl going to sit down with those four fouls. Poe with it, and she's going to be fouled by Bullock. I think the Lady Vikings are doing right now is they're, you know, unintentionally, intentionally fouling and not even trying to get a deflection or a steal.
Yeah. Barry's with 16 fouls now, so North Knox will be in the bonus.
What is Mackenzie Muir up to right now?
She has 34.
And they're going to get a foul on the inbounds, and that's going to send Muir to the line to shoot the bonus.
Foul's going to be on Addison Ainsco.
Is that going to be bonus? Yeah, that's bonus.
Yeah. Ainsco's third foul.
So Muir at the line. Free throw, got it. 51-42. Muir will have one more, trying to put North Knox back on top by 10. Muir got the second. I heard an Ooga Booga across the gym.
Yeah, Ooga Booga all you want. That's 36 for Mackenzie Muir.
Uh-huh. The North Knox has needed them.
Yes, they have.
Rachel Wilson with it in the post. Layup, no good. She's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two. Bar Eve has really had some nice action going to the basket here in the fourth quarter to get themselves back in this game.
Yeah, they've been able to get to the free throw line, and that has helped. This is Rachel Wilson, 2-4-6. Her eighth, she'll be shooting her seventh and eighth free throw tonight.
Rach got the first one, 52-43. And Rachel will have one more, trying to cut this thing back to eight. And it's long, but Rachel going to grab her own rebound. Bullock going to set for three, rims out, no good. And here comes North Knox with it. If I'm Mackenzie Muir, I am not giving this thing up. And she's going to be fouled with a minute left and go to the line to shoot more bonus free throws.
It's been quite a performance for Mackenzie Muir.
So Muir at the free throw line. And got the first one. She'll have one more. 53-43. Vikes trail it by 10. 1 minute left exactly. Muir's second one, got them both. Vikings with it, trying to cut it back to single digits. Melissa Wagler. And Muir going to take it away from Ainsco. Going to play a little keep away. Get it down. Poe going to lay it up, lay it in. 56-43, Bar Eve with it again. That's going to do it here tonight. See if Bar Eve can get a couple more possessions. Ainsco shot up, no good. And Bar Eve going to get it again under their own basket after it's tapped out of bounds. Ashley Gabhart going to check in on senior night for Rachel Wilson. Ainsco on the inbound, going to lay it up and in. Good inbound set. And she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot the and one.
Yes, that's foul is going to be on Muir, her fourth foul.
Addie. And it's going to roll out. No good. Rebounded. Here comes Muir with it. Coming up on 20 seconds left in the game, 56-45. And they're going to foul Gracie Poe. Kyla Gladys checks in. Kenzie Muir are going to check out. And Muir are going to check out with her 38 points.
Not a bad night. Not a bad night at all.
Poe's free throw is good, 57-45. She'll have one more. Poe with another free throw, 57-45, make it 58-45. And Bar Eve.
Eight for the freshman. Good game for Gracie Poe.
Yeah, she's a nice-looking prospect. So we're down to 10 seconds left. Melissa Wagler, Kylie Gladys, Mariah Bullock. Melissa going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by North Knox, and that is going to do it. The final on tonight's JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 58-45. Vikings win it, or Vikings lose it tonight. North Knox wins it. Vikings close out the regular season portion of their schedule, and the IHSAA sectional next week at Lagodi, as Barrie will play undoubtedly what will end up being Vincennes Reveille. And Coach Muir down on the floor talking to Coach Graber, Coach Holt, telling her congratulations on the honor here tonight. So 58-45, Vikings fall to North Knox tonight. Post-game show tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp and the whole gang at German American Investments in Washington. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, the final statistics, we'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and more. Vikings fall tonight to North Knox, 58-45. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzappel and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
58-45, North Knox wins it tonight, Aaron Ash.
And we will start with scoring for the North Knox Lady Warriors. They were led by Mackenzie Mira, the senior, with 38 points tonight. She needed 9 to break the all-time scoring record for North Knox boys and girls. She did that in the first quarter, so congratulations to Mackenzie. And after she got 9, she went ahead and added a few more to get 38 for the night. Very impressive game for McKenzie. She was 10 of 10 from the free throw line, 11 two-point field goals, and 2 3-point field goals for her 38 points. 8 points for freshman Gracie Poe. She had 3 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for her 8 points. 4 points for Abigail McKinley. 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Lily Cardinal. She had 1 3-point field goal. 2 points for Ashlyn Ivers, 1 2-point field goal. 2 points for Ruth Ann Knuckles, 1 2-point field goal. And Grace Yoakum was 1 of 4 from the free throw line for 1 point. So, again, the story for North Knox, Mackenzie Muir with 38 points tonight. For Barrie, they were led by sophomore Addison Ainsko. She had 18 points. Addison had 5 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal. She was 5 of 7 from the free throw line. For her 18, Mariah Bullock with 11 points. Mariah had 1 3-point field goal, 3 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for her 11 points. 9 points for Rachel Wilson, the senior, was 5 of 8 from the free throw line. She had 2 2-point field goals for 9. 4 points for Tracy Stahl, 2 2-point field goals. And 3 points for Melissa Wagner. She had 1 3-point field goal. So again, Addison Ainsko, 18. Mariah Bullock, 11. 9 for Rachel Wilson, 4 for Tracy Stahl. And 3 for Melissa Wagler. North Knox led 27-19 at the half. They extended that lead in the third quarter. They were up by 21 at one point. And Barrie was able to cut the lead all the way back down. I believe it was it 7 or was it 5, Mike?
It got to 6.
6, okay.
48-42.
There we go, 48-42. And had a free throw to cut it to 5, I believe. But anyway, positives for Barrie, they definitely fought late in the game. I thought the effort in the coming out was not very good at the beginning of the game, and the effort coming out from the halftime, it just looked like they were kind of going through the motions, about a step slow, getting to loose balls and rebounds. But a lot to be proud of in that fourth quarter. They kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and that's what Coach Graber and Coach Holt want the entire game, four quarters of that. So,
all right, a little bit of hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
We are going to go with the senior, Rachel Wilson, on her last night here at Kavanaugh Court. She had a nice ball game, rebounded the ball well. She had 9 points. She's done a lot for the Bar Eve Lady Viking basketball program in her 4 years. Just a great young lady, one of the top students in that senior class, and a lot of good things we can say about Rachel Wilson. So she is going to be the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right, Rachel Wilson on her senior night, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, that's going to do it tonight, here tonight from Kavanaugh Court. Join us again tomorrow night as Bar Eve and Shoals will kick off Blue Chip Conference boys game, two ranked 1A teams here at Kavanaugh Court. We'll be on the air at about 7:15. And then, of course, Saturday night, homecoming here at Kavanaugh Court as Bar Eve and Pike Central. So double weekend, double home game. So, you know, get on out, watch your Bar Eve Vikings, two good ones, homecoming, all sorts of good stuff this weekend. So join us for all of that. For Cannon Shake, back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. From a partner and friend, Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings fall to North Knox tonight, 58-45. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.